So the third nakuda is a separate nakuda which would be mechalik. The oimik. You see the oimik of the Yad Hashem by Pesach over seeing Yad Hashem in the Nisim of Purim. Purim was the Nisim of Venapichu. Venapichu doesn't mean that you see the Ra was toif. It means that it's not Ra anymore. The Ra was Nishapichu toif. Pesach is a deeper nest. Pesach is the sod of Kasha Yanu Oisoi Ken Yerbe V'Chen Yifrit. Where you can see, not pshat that the Ra is Nishapich L'Toiv, how you can see that the Ra itself is a Chelek of L'Toiv. Even when the Ra is Be'itzumoy, even when the Ra is Be'itzumoy, you still see that the Ra itself is being mated to us. That explains a lot of Nakudus Lagabi Pesach. There's a big bilbul in the Mefarshim and Halacha about making charoises, for example. Charoises is what we dip the maror into. On one hand, you're making charoises, it's supposed to look like tit, and it's supposed to have wine inside, and it's kioy, and it's sharp, and it's dus, and yens. On the other hand, it's the biggest amtaka. You're supposed to put gushmaka fruits in there, the fruits that Klal Yisrael nimshal to in the Shiashirim. And some mafarshim say that only the fruits that are bought in Shiashirim as a similar geula, but there's fruits that are bought in Shiashirim as a simon for Piranha, Shkedim, almonds, for example, is bought there as a simon of Piranha. So you shouldn't put Shkedim, all bilbil in the mafarshim. You should or you shouldn't. What's going on over here in Charoises? There's a big makubal, I've forgotten his name. He said that he doesn't understand. He says it's a koyach of shigon. You're taking charoises, you're mixing charoises with all the dvar matoivim and all the dvar maroim. He says, why don't you have blood on Purim lezeichah the nest? But according to what we're saying, it's mamish beautiful. Purim, you can't put blood with Yeshua, because Purim he made a terrible gzera. He made a tree to hang Mordechai. Hanging Mordechai is a terrible thing. The only thing is, Baruch Hashem was Nishapech L'Toiv, and therefore Haman got hung on it. But if Mordechai would have been hung on it, Chas V'Shalom would have been a terrible Zach. Pesach is much deeper than that. Pesach is Megala, that even when the Ra is Be'itzumoy, and we're going through all the Ra, the whole Ra itself is L'Toiv. You have to make a Charoises out of a whole bilbil of things, out of Charoises. Out of all the Dvar Ma'arom and all the Dvar Ma'atoiv, and you mix it all together, that makes Charoises. That's what you dip the maror into. What is the spiel of it? You're dipping the maror, why? Because you don't want it to be sharp. Or even after you dip it, you give it a shtickle dip, even if you put it a lot of it into charoises, it's still sharp. The charoises slides off the lettuce. In the lettuce you have sharp, white horseradish, which is mamish, mamish sharp. So you dipped it a bit into charoises. What's the Sashon Gittin? What did you do already? Kunto was saying it's gewaltig. Avada the maror is sharp. Pesach megale, even when the rise beat sumoy. Even when the Ra is in the most bitter state, dip it into the charoises. Even in its matzah, where it's in its most sharp taste, there's charoises there as well. It's letoiv. It's letoiva. It's the Paris of Sheashir. That's the sod. Kashiyanu oisa ken yirba. There's a yanu oisa. It didn't change. Didn't stop. Just kashiyanu oisa ken yirba. So you see that there's good things coming out of the yanu oisa. That's the sod of Pesach. And that's why, again, Pesach, we're very busy with Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva laughs, not when he sees the binyan. He sees the chorban, he laughs. Rabbi Akiva is a Pesach tikka inyan. Rabbi Akiva is a Pesach tikka inyan. Because Rabbi Akiva's inyan is that he sees the Ra, he sees how the Ra itself is L'Toiv. That's the sod of Pesach. The Kashem Shemavarchin ala Toiv, Kach Mavarchin ala Ra, that's a Pesach tikka chiddush. It's not a Purim Dikah Chiddush. In Purim, it's Tzoros Tzoruos until it's Nishapech L'Toiv. Kol Zman, it's in the state of Ra, it's Shrek. Pesach teaches us that we mustn't have a Shrek from Ra either. Because the Ra, even B'Ra B'Tzuma, is there Tzoros L'Toiv. It's dipping the Morar into the Charoses. That's what we make the Charoses out of. That even the Ra is cool, is B'Emes Toiv. That's why they went to Rabbi Akiva. And the Chiddush, like all the Haggadahs say, and this was just after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, and Rabbi Akiva was the one who kept on darshening, even after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, that Hakol L'Toiv, and Hakol L'Toiv, and Hakol L'Toiv. So Pesach teaches us that even if we see the Ra, and it's even if we see the Goyim, and even if we see the Memsholes, Hazodai, Hazdoinus, even if we see them in their Shpitz, we have to know that this is Kula the Toiv, this is Kula Hachana for the Toiv. Even whilst we're in the Ra. That's the Inyan of Korban Pesach, the Inyan of Dilag and Kvitsa as well. The Inyan of Dilag and Kvitsa is that whilst they were still in Mitzrayim, that he ate the Korban Pesach. Whilst they were still in Mitzrayim, you had to eat the Korban Pesach. To know that in the Inui, in the Mitzrayim, there's still a Bechina. Even in Golas, we haven't yet left Golas. We were there, Ragleichem, and Nalechem Beragleichem, and Makelchem Beyedchem, and we know, we feel the Geula while we're still in Golas. That's the sort of Mitzrayim. That is Sheir Hashim. On one hand, Sheir Hashim talks about Oyvay, Oyvay, we miss. On the other hand, the Sheir Hashim is talking about the Mordek Allah between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbanim Shalom. But on the other hand, it's saying, Oy. That's why we learn Sheir Hashim. Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim. Hakol is the Toiva. No, Shibizorich HaMetz Hashem. This year, Menoichal Min Azvochem, and Apsochem, Shibizorich this year, Rabbanim Shalom should take us out. Yeshua's Minarena Bizkanenu Nelech, Bobanenu Vivnesenu, all Yidin should come out with Yod Roma Metzashem, which was Zorcha to the Gula Shlema Mitis, Venechal Menazvochim, Absochim, Rabbeis Mitashenu, Vesipatenu, which was Zorcha really, all Yidin should come together and should be an Emuna that should be brought to Metzashem to the Maisa El Apoel, that we should all be eaten the Korban Pesach, Bechabura Metzashem, should all be Zorcha to be Oyla the Regal Beis Hashem, and we all Mam Emuna Shlema, and every year when it comes to Nisan, we feel that Taka this year. And it's happening this year, and it's happening this year. And that's the biggest achana, the tzipia that a Yid has, is the biggest achana that he can have for Pesach, is the Mordek tzipia that he'd have that the Gul is so close. And we should be Zorcha, Mitz Hashem, the Gul should be this year, Mitz Hashem, and here of Yomeinu, Amen.